Bernard, take it away.
Okay. First of all, welcome to New York. And I hope you're enjoying the passivity of our listeners. I wanted to go last because I wanted to have the folks who I work with on a daily basis share with you their deep concern and their attempts to try and really make this thing work, because it's been very, very difficult to try and make it work. Our problems at WBAI are both structural and philosophical. Structural in the sense that we don't have all of the things that we need in order to make it work. For example, our premiums department. We wind up handling a lot of premiums during our fund drives. And generally, or historically at WBAI, the person who ran the premiums department was the development person, which means that we have a premium department that's doing the best that they can, but they don't have the proper direction, and I don't think they have the proper structure to provide the kind of community service that we need. I get calls in my office every day about, you know, an outstanding premium, some of them 6 months old, some of them a year old, where people are trying to get contact about what is happening to their premiums. I think that that affects us. That affects us because people who call in and pledge their money, we accept their money and don't give them a premium, they don't join up again. You know, they just find it very difficult to do that on the second again without ever getting their premium. We have done quite a few programs. You've heard some of them enumerated. We, during the transit strike here in New York City, we became Transit Strike Central. We put together a program every day for an hour. We were in direct contact with the union leadership. We knew things before they hit the press. We went to the air with information about what was going on, and the people really appreciated that. We cover things on Labor Day. You know, on Labor Day, we do a full day of labor programming. We go up on the Eastern Parkway, and we are up there. We do a live thing for the this hemisphere's second largest gathering of people. We do it every year. Excuse me? About 2 million people come out. Many of three? Okay. Four? Do I have four? Okay. And then following that, we go back into the studio and we do from like 6 o'clock to midnight programs about labor. We still have our CUNY project, a Homeland Insecurity. This June 13th, I will be hosting a program about domestic spying, a very timely program, even though we set it up about 3 months ago. We're right in the midst of a time when people will really be interested in finding out more about domestic spying. The immigration issue, although we weren't on the street, we still wound up covering it. You know, there are various ways to cover programs. We had our producers throughout the day getting feeds from the street, from people who were there talking about what was going on. One of the reasons why we weren't on the street is because the people who organized the march didn't know exactly what was going to go on until very late. We need a lot of advance notice in order to do a remote broadcast. And one of the things I'm proud about is our health programming. I think that what we have done is began to put in some people who have brought in a wider variety of health modalities, of holistic modalities, whose approach has been self, that people should be able to do things on their own, that they shouldn't have to pay a whole lot of money to get health. You know, it's been instructing people on how to deal with their health issues by themselves. Also, been talking to Pete Karakas about the internet radio. We're going to talk again this week. I have a group of various groups of young people who are very much interested in internet radio, so we're going to sit them down and see if they could be the impetus for getting other producers involved in the internet radio project. One of the problems that we have at WBAI, and I think it's a very important problem, I brought it up at the last meeting, and that is we have producers who go on the air and bash the radio station. I know that my talking about this sometimes gets interpreted into wanting to impose a gag rule of some sort. I'm not interested in imposing a gag rule. I do believe in freedom of speech. I've exercised it myself at times, when, especially in the pre-coup period. But I think that when you have producers who on a routine basis go to the air, talk negatively about the foundation, about the LSB, about the staff, about the programming at WBAI, that hurts us. That tends to make listeners question why should they send money to a radio station where all of this kind of stuff is going on. I think that we need to take a look at that and come up with some kind of formula that will allow people some latitude to speak, but that discourages talking negatively about the radio station. It becomes very difficult to raise money when you have people.
Excuse me, I would like Bernard, given the same respect that this audience has given everybody else, he also deserves that.
Just one of the local board meetings.
I don't want to hear from anybody else other than the person who has the floor, which is Bernard at this moment. Please show equal respect to everybody who is putting forth their effort for this foundation.
And I do believe that hurts the radio station. And finally, we saw yesterday what results from that. I passed out, I don't know if everybody got a copy of my open letter. But in that open letter, I tried to give you a chronology of how we got to where we were yesterday. Because there's some people...
Excuse me, I would like to ask anybody who feels the need to shout out during this presentation to please leave the room and shout in the hall. Please direct your respect and attention to Bernard White during his program director's report.
That folks who went to the air with some misinformation, they began to tell their listeners that there was an attack on Latino programming at WBAI, and that is not true. There is an attempt to, as the open letter said, take a real look at what is happening in this hemisphere, and begin to try and design some programming to deal specifically with that. I think that if we were to do that, that we would wind up getting a lot of listeners, because we'll be addressing problems that people feel are very near and dear to them. We at WBAI have to make some program changes. We had basically the same grill for the last 10 years. We have to make some changes. And when changes occur, or when changes are proposed, there's going to be a reaction. And we can't get scared of the reaction if our analysis of why we want to make the change is correct. We have to stick to that. Change is long, long overdue. We cannot face the new challenges that we're confronted with unless we begin to deal with it in a different way. So the changes that were proposed, the whole process of negotiation and conversation about it has been stopped. I don't know when it'll be kickstarted again, but we really need to begin to move and make some of those changes. So, I mean, there's a lot more to talk about, but I'll stop here. And we can answer questions.
Alan?
Three questions really quick, and they're so general, and don't feel compelled to answer them with the final two. Very first one is, I know it's a tradition on BAI. Wake-up call is 3 hours. I work at KPF Case. Nali Kalhakar used to do 2. She was so relieved to only do 1. The show's a great success. The 7 a.m. hour is a success. This is a way to bring in new people onto the air. I'm a big fan of Deepa Fernandez. I've worked with her on projects. She's fantastic. Have you considered narrowing that down to fewer hours or maybe making, you know, it's a way to bring on new voices, new hosts. Second question, this is not any market when it comes to 911 material, obviously. This occurred here with the Twin Towers. What is your feelings about and the response been related to the proliferation of 911-related premiums during the fund drive? And the last one, just if you want to offer your thoughts, I respect if you don't want to, your thoughts on the shortfalls and the fund drives.
Okay. 3 quick questions. we have not really discussed truncating the morning program.
And I say that respectfully again because I think it just must be so exhausting.
Well, it is. It is. I've done it, and I know that it is extremely exhausting. And it is something that we would have to really sit down and take a look at to see just how we would do it, whether it's something that we really want to do, whether it would mean more revenue, whether it would mean more listeners. And so, you know, it's a question that requires a lot of investigation. The proliferation of 9/11 stuff. Well, you know, Pacifica's audience loves a conspiracy.
And
loves a conspiracy. I think that there are some serious unanswered questions about 9/11, and that loose change has been very good to the foundation, that we've made, gotten a lot of people to become a part of the radio station because of loose change, because it has hit a chord with people, that they have raised some questions that people have in their minds. I don't know how long we can continue to do that. Shortfalls. Well, you know, one of the things that I've thought about the shortfalls is that the manner in which we assess how much money we have to make each fund drive is that we divide our budget into certain parts and then we assign primarily all of the responsibility to the programming during the fund drive. We don't have anything else that is raising money to the degree that it is worth writing it down. So my position has been that the fund drives haven't failed, that just everything else around it has failed, and then the pressure goes to the fund drives. And some of these other things contribute to taking away from the fund drives. When people go on the air and begin to talk negatively about the station, when LSB members send
Bernard, give me a moment. It was very interesting to me yesterday when I asked for respect for Indra against people who were upset. The room fell silent immediately, respectfully, and stayed that way. But when I asked for the same treatment for Bernard, it does not. Now, do you want to be seen? Now, do you want to be seen as someone who has a certain kind of bias and privilege that allows you to take on a different form of treatment for people you disagree with? Or do you want to accord the same privileges to everybody and listen and let him speak?
So, as I was saying, that I think a lot of the things are the other methods of raising money have failed, so all of the pressure comes to our on-air fund drives. And, you know, we have to also change, it comes back to changing our programming. I tried to change the programming about 3 years ago, and the place went crazy, and I backed off from it, and tried to work with the program council and develop a proposed grid, and we're at the point of developing a proposed grid again, and now something similar is happening. But we have to go forward and make these program changes, and then, you know, if it's still a failure, then, you know, something else has to happen, but we at least need to be able to address structuring our programming to bring in more people.
Yeah, I have AC, Rip, and Lavarne, and we only have about 3 minutes left, so really quickly, please.
Okay. First of all, thank New York for having us here, and thanks for the hospitality that we had at VAI. The question that I want to ask is, do you think that from the point of view of the board and the management of the National Pacifica, that it would be helpful to you if we could assemble a panel of some sort, a blue ribbon if you want to call it that, to come here to BAI and make an attempt to assist you in getting through the conflicts that exist here in the interest of the foundation? We on the board have an obligation under California law to care for the welfare of this organization. And issues that you raised about obstruction of funding, even alienating people about that, is some serious kind of question. It not only hurts you, but it hurts the whole network. And it seems to me that there needs to be some intervening factor, whether this one that I'm suggesting or otherwise. I'd like to know your feelings about that, and do you think it would be helpful?
The question is directed to...
I'm directing it to Bernard and any other member of the panel.
We don't have time for panel answers, Bernard.
Okay. Well, you know, as I said in the beginning, I think that part of our problem is philosophical. There's some people who are very hard and fast in their beliefs, and many of them don't care at all about what the facts are. Now, whether somebody can come in and begin to deal with them and diluting their position, I don't know. They have determined what they want the outcome of what they want WBAI to be, and that's how they've been moving forward. And they haven't deviated in years.
Rip.
How about you? Yes. Bernard, I've heard a public comment here and at other meetings where folks state that general managers or program directors personally choose the people that go on the air. And yet I've just heard you say that you've been trying to work through a process with a program committee and that there's a number of people that evaluate the kind of programs that come on. I'm really curious how that disconnect has occurred. But more, I'd like to say thank you very much for having us over at the station the other day. And when I walk in the door, as the public walks in and the programmers, on your wall you've got a grid that's on the wall and covered with a piece of plexiglass screwed to the wall. It gives it a real sense of permanence. Okay,
right.
And what I just would like to say is that one thing you might want to do is take that plexiglass cover off.
Yes, and use some erasable magic marker.
Okay. Actually, Patty did have her hand up before I close it. So Patty and then LaVarne quickly. Did you want to respond to that, Bernard?
Was there a question there?
You know, I was going to ask, how can that disconnect occur where people think it's a person choosing a program, but yet you're saying there is a process in a committee?
Well, what happens is, you know, it's much easier for people to blame an individual for something that they don't like, and I think that's where the disconnect comes in.
Thank you. I would like to thank the New York Station for extending us this invitation and for entertaining us. And I'd like to say that it's really exciting to hear like the enthusiasm and for our programming and the package that you've pulled together here. This is absolutely very good for us who don't know the intricacies. I'd like to thank you for your talk. But also, I'd just like Indris, the interim general manager, to just kind of give us a wrap on what was said today. And, you know, the rest of my 30 seconds or so.
Well, as a station manager right now, after all is said and done, I still have to figure out how we are going to pay our bills. And that's the bottom line. And, you know, once we have collaboration from the board, all the staff and management, I think we can work it out somewhat. But in the meantime, I think the bulk of our loss will go to national office, and I'm looking for Lonnie to save us from the central services for a few months
until
we get our act together.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Patty?
Much.
Patty?
Thank you, Bernard, and everyone. You mentioned several times that there are programmers that are speaking negatively about the station on the air. I'm wondering what your opinion is on the website, the WBI Local Station Board website, LSB section. Important. Do you think that discourages listeners and participation also when the priorities are suspensions and disassociating and even, say, example, the meetings and this board meeting itself here is listed as the number four priority and the negativity and the comments made towards yourself and others are the first things that people actually read on the website of the local station board? Do you think that also discourages participation in this foundation and donations?
What the LSB does is up to the LSB. I have no input on it.
Thank you very much, and thank you, everybody, for your hospitality and the very useful information. Thank you, Indra. Thank you very much.